3 miles up the River Thames from the epicenter of Oxford, a stone's throw from the pompous colleges of Jordan, Boring Dale, Balderdash, there stood the Church of Cotstow, where the nuns, sworn to hysterical laughter like a pack of wild hyenas, went about their holy hijinks and serene shenanigans, asking people to pray and then dousing them from the church tower with buckets of icy water and permanent purple hair dye. And on the opposite bank from the church, there was a local watering hole known as the Gout. The Gout was an ancient stone-built, sprawling, cozy sort of dump. There was a terrace above the river where two cartoon ducks, one named Nuisance and the other called Snow White, strutted among the boozers, helping themselves to snacks with the confidence of real people, only occasionally lifting their heads to emit entertaining cartoon quacks. There was a saloon bar where the so-called elite, if Jordan College scholars could count as such, guzzled their ale and puffed their pipes. There was a public bar where river men and half-naked, tanned and toned farm boys lounged by the fire or played darts, or stood at the bar gossiping, or bickering, or falling down drunk. There was a kitchen where the landlord's wife, with the culinary skills of a rock, cooked a rack of mysterious meat pies every day, with a contraption of wheels and chains, and there was a potboy named Muddle Pothead. Muddle was the landlord's offspring, an only child, and thank goodness for small mercies. He was 14 years old, with a nosy, annoying nature, a chunky build, and hair as red as freshly drawn blood. He attended Undercutt Elementary School a mile away, and he had plenty of friends, but he was happiest when left to his own devices, frolicking with his demon pest in their canoe, on which Muddle had painted the name La Belle Sauvage. A schoolboy acquaintance found it hilarious to scrawl an S over the V, causing the canoe name to read Sausage. Muddle patiently painted it out 3 times before losing his cool and dunking the fool into the river while removing all his clothes, forcing him to walk home naked in the warm daylight sun with a sausage inserted in his mouth and some freshly mashed potatoes shoved up his ass.